we recognise what happened in the budget. We recognise the measures that were happening. Indeed, we argued strongly. We had to push you again and time again to even move in terms of petrol and diesel, and you still didn't go far enough. But let me tell you this, hand on heart, the people that come into my constituency office, the people that come into the constituency office of my colleagues, are not ranting to us when they tell us that they can't make ends meet. When they tell us that they're facing serious choices in this year of 2022 about how to heat their homes, how to clothe their children, how to put food on the table. They are saying to us that they're in social welfare dependent. They haven't seen an increase in social welfare rates as a result of your government, despite the fact that inflation is running at over 7%, and these individuals have a higher rate of inflation. We are hearing people who are renters, who are telling us that they can't afford the rent increases, that even 2% that you're talking about, in many areas it's far more than that. They can't afford that, and they're deemed being homeless. They're not ranting to us, they're telling us the real life experience. And what I'm asking you today in leaders' question is, will government respond to the immediate needs that are there, that households and families are faced, low and middle income, that need additional supports in the form of social welfare increase, in the form of rent rebate, and in the form of reduction in childcare costs?